Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nixon makes the game-saving play in their own end zone. What a game. Halfway fired up. Great defense. And it's not a sixth game-winning fourth-quarter comeback for this Bears team. They showed a lot of fight today, KB. That was a valiant effort. Hell of a football game. A lot of times it comes down, like I said, one guy's going to make it, one guy's not going to make it. Today was a Packers day.
There's a handshake, and Matt LaFleur's Packers take over first place in the NFC North.
Marco, is there such thing as a moral victory in the NFL? You guys come back down from 14-3, or how do you kind of view that?
No, it ain't no moral victories. We didn't get the job done, and, like, you know, I'm waking up still frustrated with that game looking at it. I don't think anybody needs to take this as a moral victory. Like, you look at the scoreboard, we lost, and we ain't where we want to be, so it ain't no moral victories for that.
That's Bears linebacker DeMarco Jackson talking about no moral victories.
Well, let me tell you about DeMarco Jackson.
Folks, if you get the Keith Jackson reference, get your affairs in order. Well, he's a player. No moral victories for him. I get it. No moral victories for them, but for us, I felt one myself yesterday. But we have talked, we have discussed, we have dealt with it, and onward we go.
Let's hear from the Bears head coach. Let's hear, this is fresh. This is just hot off the presses. This is Ben Johnson talking with the Assemble Media. Why don't we start first with him discussing the offense and walking us through the final play?
Yeah, just like I said yesterday, really feel like offensively, we need to start faster than what we did. Obviously, 71 yards in the first half wasn't good enough. Only 3 points on five possessions. Defensively, gave up too many explosives. And then special teams-wise, didn't feel like our kickoff or kickoff return units played like they're capable of doing. So we dug ourselves into a hole. Credit to the guys. They came through and made it a game there in the second half. But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just wasn't enough when you're facing a good team on the road like that.
We talked to Caleb after we talked to you about that final throw to Cole, and he said that the difficulty of it wasn't a problem, but he was thinking too much. When you watch that back, like, what execution-wise should have gone differently for him with that?
Yeah, I haven't talked to him yet. We're going to watch the tape together after this, and I'll get a better feel for when he says he was thinking too much, what that means. But yeah, from my perspective, it was a play that had a lot of options, just like I alluded to last night. And Cole happened to be the one that popped the most. And you know, it's a good play by Nixon for them. He came off of his guy and made a play on the ball. But had we seen it a little bit sooner and given Cole a better chance, I think we would have been pretty happy with that result. So I still feel the same way I did last night on that play.
Another game with Caleb where we see a lot of the really high potential, but we also see him struggle for a stretch. Do you identify any reasons for the inconsistency? And when do you think it's reasonable to expect him to level out?
Yeah, you know, there's certainly some that you talk about each week where feel like guys are open and we can certainly give them the ball on time and give them a chance to run after catch and all that. And then there's that mix of, oh my gosh, that's one of the most incredible plays I've ever seen in my life type deal with him. So I do acknowledge your point there. And that's something we're striving to do is combine both of those worlds to where we think we're going to have a really good quarterback in this league, really dangerous quarterback in this league, really dangerous offense, really good team for a long time when we're really able to combine both of those thought processes. So wow. We're not quite there yet. We're working diligently every day. I've said it every week that you see growth in so many other areas that, you know, I think when that last little bit comes along, I think we're going to be really pleased with where we are.
That is really great. Honest stuff from Ben Johnson about the quarterback progression. Let's do some more on that tomorrow because I have a feeling we might have to wait until the off season and a full few months of being able to focus on things for some of that next level to get there.
Well, that we are seeing the tough love be out there too. Him being like, yeah, I kind of want to talk to him about thinking too much.
Sure. Not tough at all. Just got to give him a better ball. Thinking too much.
I mean, it's great that he's saying it and they're talking about that stuff. It's like he's got to
walk me through it, right? Like, why are you thinking about it? Because this is if A, then B. If B, then C. And if C, then D. Like, why are you thinking? Just do it.
Yeah, well, it's a tough job.
It's the toughest.
It's the toughest job in sports.
It is. It's pretty hockey goalie, but yes, quarterback.
I think it's tougher.
Because it's more reaction than thinking.
It's everything. Yeah, there's sometimes you really got to think it all through and be patient. Sometimes you got to have those quick reflex. It's everything.
The reflex
is an only child.
And if you get that reference, you're at the top of the demo.
Sure are.
We're not going to tell you to get your affairs in order.
No,
but you're
no.
At the top of the demo.
You're doing okay. You're on Lipitor. You're all right.
You are. You're doing the best that you can.
Hey, get your affairs in order.
Not yet. Not yet.
So we've been talking, and you've probably been wondering about DJ Moore. And like, well, why don't they use that guy? That's a guy they gave a lot of money to. You heard Adam Hoge talking about it. Here's what Ben Johnson had to say about Caleb and DJ not being in the same place at the same time.
the passing game in the first half, like I think to that 3rd and 15 that he and DJ couldn't sync up. And I think he only had like one completion over 10 yards early on. Like, but specific to that play, what did you notice about the overthrow there and why those two didn't seem to be on the same page yesterday?
Well, I don't know if there was anything with DJ. I thought he ran some pretty good routes over the course of the day, and we just couldn't give him the ball, which that was not the intent. You know, I thought going into the game, we might have had more for him than any other player in the offense. And so was a little surprised at the end when I saw the stat sheet for one catch like he had. So that was, like you said, disappointing on that particular play. Was good with the decision. We just left it a little bit high there early in the game. And something that I've kind of talked about, you know, over the last few weeks is with Caleb is, man, how can I best serve him to get him in a rhythm early in games so where we can have some strong starts to the first half. And, you know, it's when you're asking your first completion to be a 18-yard dagger route, that's not always the easiest thing, particularly in those elements on the road like that. So something that he's certainly capable of doing. He makes that throw all the time in practice. And yeah, we weren't able to do it there yesterday that early in the game. So.
Yeah, he missed the earlier throw, too, the 2nd and 5, where he slightly overthrew Burden. Then he scrambled for a first down, and Darnell Wright had a holding call when he grabbed fully a hold of the pass rusher.
He sure did. I think that in there, Ben's speaking to the point that you're making about, like, he's got to get to him. Like, he's got to figure out a way to get to him. And
by the time he does, he's a little rushed because it took him a long time to get there.
Yep. All right, what about the breakdown of the Melton TD?
Just in general, 1:14 left on the clock and, you know, before half, we can't allow a touchdown. Our guys know that. Something that we're going to address and clean up. But in that particular coverage, there were some elements on the back end. I'm not going to get into specifics there that we felt like we could do a better job of taking that ball away. So, yeah, I'm like I said, I'm not going to get into specifics on what that thing should look like. I think that's for our guys in house here, but we can defend that play better.
At top of the 5 o'clock hour, when we talk a little Jordan Love and some Bears defense, Lawrence Holmes will go ahead and get into specifics on that play.
Yeah, I mean, I kept watching it, and I keep wondering. I'm going to text Hogue. I keep wondering if Jalen got enough depth on that play, but there's also a receiver in the area. So did he check up instead of getting that depth? Because Jaquan ran from 40 yards away to try to make a play on that ball.
You called it in the group thread. I was thinking that maybe Brisker didn't get there fast enough. And you're like, I think that's a bust. That's a busted coverage.
I think it's a bust. I think that's what it is. But it was definitely something that needs to get cleaned up, as Ben Johnson had to say. One more thing. This is something that was very interesting to us as a show and probably you. And it was definitely interesting to Fox. Fox was in on this at the beginning, like the feud between the two coaches.
And they were in on it afterwards. I'm sure you went over, started working because you do the pod right after the game. But on the OT, Terry Bradshaw talking about it. You know, several of them talking about the handshake, highlighting the iciness of said handshake. So that's what Ben was asked about today.
Ben, I know Matt LaFleur was asked about the quick handshake at the end. We didn't ask you about it. Did you make anything of it or not?
That feels like every handshake I have at the end of a game.
I guess not.
Oh.
I guess not.
Oh, my.
I don't know. I mean, LaFleur did not lean in to the possible a-hole opportunity that he had after that game.
He gave him the back pat, too. It wasn't the Jim Harbaugh back pat, but he gave him a little shake and a little back pat. And
it was on the move.
It's definitely on the move.
It was definitely on the move. There was no stopping going on.
Ain't
it was
no
like
stopping,
no stopping. It's funny. It's like when you're doing the receiving line at a wedding or a funeral, and there's certain people you're like, I haven't seen you in a long time. I love that you're here. It's meaningful. There's some people that you're like, keep it moving. Keep it moving. There you go. Handshake. Keep it moving. And then there's some people you're like, whatever. That was kind of the whatever.
I went to an African funeral, and I didn't know that in some of the customs in Ghana, like, you want to go up there and say how sorry you are about things. And That's not what that is. Like, you just keep it moving. You wave and you keep it moving.
In Ghana, yeah, you don't.
At least at the funeral I was at, and I was like, oh, that is a faux pas.
But it's interesting already. You see the pack of Africans up front.
Tanny, I've never felt more American in my life than being at that funeral.
At the African funeral.
I've never felt more American. I was like, oh, I am an American.
They opened for Edible Mascot when I saw that show. African funeral and Edible Mascot. They jammed a little together at the crossover. Woo. It was magical.
I was like, oh, did you look at that? Totally American. Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, probably need to make a trip. Uh-huh. Go on home at some point and figure some of this stuff out.
I got some research to do, apparently. Well, you didn't know.
Well, you know what? I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free.
That's on your playlist. That's on your playlist.
Do I know that?
I know you're jamming on that thing.
You know me. Yeah, big Lee Greenwood guy.
Long time Lee Greenwood guy.
I say it to you often.
Yeah.
How much I enjoy his general disposition.
Salute. The general disposition.
Salute that man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.